Okay, thank you. So, good morning. So, what do we mean by classifier fusion? So, the classifier fusion is applicable whenever we have some ensemble of experts and we need to come to some final decision. Furthermore, in this example, we assume that those experts are able to give soft decisions in a form of some confidence. So perhaps the simplest and also mostly working method how to fuse those scores would be just to average out those confidence values. But sometimes we have some prior information about the experts and about their decisions in the past. So we would like to exploit this information to make a better fusion. So the task of classifier fusion is to take the scores of n base classifiers and produce one output score which ideally gives better performance than the single base classifier. So in our work we assume so-called linear fusion, which is very simple method but also used in the state-of-the-art tools like the Focal toolkit or Bossari's toolkit. So the linear fusion is just weighted sum of the input scores where the weights are trained from previous trials with a known base truth. What we mean by subset fusion is that in subset fusion we first select only certain classifiers from the full set, and those then proceed to the fusion training and fusion. So what could be the motivation for such subsetting? So first, for the traditional approach with the full set, it's the mostly used method. It's straightforward. It's computationally efficient since you don't have to do the subset selection. But for the large, and when we have a large number of classifiers, we could be possibly overtraining fusion. Whereas in the subset case, we might possibly generalize better. But of course, this method relies on a good subset selection. So the question is, can a subset fusion give better performance than the full set? So for the system overview, on the input we have speech, typically two utterances. Those are then classified by a classifier, which by several classifiers that we selected from our full set of the classifiers, and those classifiers that were selected are then fused. More in detail, how we do it is we first train the SCAL mapping for each of the base classifier scores. The SCAL mapping maps the scores into well-calibrated log likelihood ratio. on the first formula you see the Escal mapping, and on the second is cost function CLLR, which we minimize for the map scores. Okay, then for each of the subset in the power set of 2 to the power of n minus 1, we train a linear fusion with a CWLR objective function. So it's the same method as in the focal toolkit. That one you see in the first formula. The prior with which the CWLR function is weighted comes from the cost function. So for the cost function, we use the new NIST function, where the cost of miss type of error is 1, cost of false alarm is 1, and probability of target speaker is, target trial is 0.001. Okay, then after we fuse all the possible subset, we select the subset based on the smallest minimum decision cost function. So the decision cost function is a function of threshold and the cost function parameters. So for we pick the one with the lowest with the minimum decision cost function for any possible threshold. And finally, we study the actual decision cost function, which is the cost function in a threshold, in an optimal threshold that we trained on the training set. So it includes also the calibration error. Okay, as our base classifiers, we had 12 different classifiers, which were used in the I4U consortium for the NIST 2010 evaluation. We used 3 different sets of scores, the so-called train set and eval set 1, were from the extended NIST SRE 2008 trial set, and they are just they have very similar score distribution. And then for something different, the eval set 2 is the official NIST 2010 evaluation set. So for the results, we divided all the possible subset by size from 1 to 12, since we had 12 classifiers, and studied different error measures that we can get by selecting a good subset. The 3 most important points in this plot are the worst individual subsystem, the best individual subsystem, so those are the sets of size 1, only one system, no fusion. And the baseline is the full ensemble fusion, where all the 12 classifiers are fused as usual. So first, for the blue line, shows the non-cheating realistic use case, where we predict the best subset from the training set, and then we evaluate on the eval set 1. So for this one, unfortunately, we cannot get a better result than the full set fusion, but we can get sometimes for in the sizes of 7, 8, or 10, we can get a very similar result. And the best subset selection oracle shows the best subset, the performance of the best subset if we knew how to select it. And then the worst subset selection oracle shows the case when we select the worst possible subset from the power set. So those are kind of error bounds. Okay, this is the same case, only not for the actual DCF, but for minimum DCF and equal error rate. So you can see we can still get better min DCF or equal error rate by not doing the full set fusion, but selecting a subset. And finally, this is the performance on the eval set 2 or the NIST 2010 official evaluation set. Here we can also see that for most of the conditions, interview, telephone, and telephone, the best subset gives better performance than the full ensemble. Only in the mic condition there is something wrong. But here, even the full ensemble gives worse results than the best individual subsystem. So the conclusion of this research is that subset fusion has the potential to outperform the full set fusion, of course, if we knew how to select the best subset. Therefore, the further study should focus on subset selection methods. Okay, I think that's it. I think we have time
for questions. Go ahead. Could you use this, microphone, please?
I'd like to ask if you use the same subsets for all the trials or different subsets for all the trials.
You mean in one of the plots or just in general?
Generally, so because this system, you put a lot of trials to test it, and do you select a different subset for each trial or?
No.
Okay.
We select one subset and then evaluate all the trials.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Did you compare your solution with a random selection of a subset of classifiers?
What do you mean by random
subset? Just select the classifiers randomly. Because you have in the plot here the two bounds.
Okay. Well, the random decision is somewhere in the results. So, when you pick randomly, you end up with the performance between those two bounds. So.
Okay, but it could be interesting to know where in this space we will be.
Okay, it depends on the random selection, but you would probably like to see a distribution of those.
Okay.
Okay, I don't have this plot.
Any questions? Okay, if not, let's thank the speaker again.